Washington's legislators are back at work today for a special session ordered by Governor Jay Inslee. Lawmakers are considering, among other things, increasing the penalties for drunk driving. Not on the agenda are so-called sobriety checkpoints. The strategic roadblocks are used in 39 states to catch drunk drivers. The legal test for sobriety checkpoints in Washington state was a result of efforts by the Seattle Police Department. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
In the early 80s, Seattle City Attorney Doug Jewett was looking for a solution to drunk driving. After attending a conference on longevity and premature death at Virginia Mason Hospital, he thought he found it in a presentation by a group of researchers from Sweden.
Sweden had had the worst fatality statistics in Europe, maybe in the world, for drunk driving.
Jewett says the group reported that Sweden's version of sobriety checkpoints not only helped combat the problem of drunk driving, but made the country one of the safest places to drive. Jewett says he got right to work.
The police department worked with the city attorney's office, and we set up a series of sobriety checkpoints and began to, really meaningfully impact the whole psychology of drunk driving in the city of Seattle.
The effectiveness of sobriety checkpoints is widely debated, but a 2002 Center for Disease Control study concluded that the number of alcohol-related crashes was reduced by 18% to 24% in states that implemented sobriety checkpoints compared to those that did not. In Seattle, the checkpoints were in place for the holiday season and well-publicized. Over a six-week period, more than 2,400 people were stopped. 22 of them were arrested for DUI. 99 were charged with driving without a license. 9 people received other citations. At the time, Jewett called it one of the most satisfying decisions he'd ever made in his years as city attorney.
People really consciously began to think about what the consequences would be of being caught in a sobriety checkpoint. You know, all the rationalization in the world kind of got stripped away.
So why don't we have them now?
Almost every session I have either sponsored or co-sponsored legislation to create the so-called sobriety checkpoints. Each session we have been unsuccessful.
Kirkland Representative Roger Goodman is one of the architects of the new tougher DUI laws under consideration. Part of Goodman's problem in passing checkpoint legislation is its inherent conflict with Washington State's Constitution. Hugh Spitzer is a constitutional law expert at the University of Washington.
When you look at our Article 1, Section 7, it has a very explicit protection for the right to privacy.
Spitzer says Washington has a long history of protecting the rights of citizens beyond what the U.S. Constitution and the U.S. Supreme Court might allow. For example,
under the Federal Bill of Rights, as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court, the police can go through your garbage can and search for things. But in Washington state, they can't without a warrant. Your garbage can is treated as part of your castle, part of your house.
Spitzer says a constitutional amendment would be the most effective way to revisit the checkpoint issue. That would require the approval of two-thirds of the state legislature to be put on the ballot. Back in the 80s, a group of drivers who were caught up in the checkpoints who were not arrested sued the city. The court ruled in favor of the plaintiffs on the grounds that the checkpoint program was an unconstitutional infringement on motorists' right to privacy. The case made it all the way to the state Supreme Court, and in 1988, the judges ruled random checkpoints to be unconstitutional in Washington state. 2 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court would rule that sobriety checkpoints were an acceptable infringement on the Fourth Amendment, which protects citizens against illegal search and seizure. Former Seattle City Attorney Doug Jewett remembers well his reaction to the High Court's ruling in Washington. It still resonates with him today.
I thought it was outrageous. And I thought it was going to result in the unnecessary deaths of thousands of people, and it has. Every time I read another article, see another horrendous example of these head-ons with people with three times the blood alcohol level allowable, it just makes me so sad that we don't have that available to us in this state.
Representative Roger Goodman says he didn't even get a hearing on his checkpoint legislation last year. The bill he sponsored in 2009 received what he categorizes as withering treatment from constitutional experts. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.